I'm back, Bruceite. So where were we? Yes. We had just stopped the dogs and secured the Comattack. Now, at this point, things were happening very, very quickly. I roll off, throwing clothes and furiously shedding my outer layers. I've already got my release on at this point. I'm keeping one eye on the bear. He's still laying there, but now he's facing us. I'm ready. I turn back to Matthias, expecting to see him unleashing the dogs. He, however, is still sitting on the sled, now gripping his .243, which he's removed from the case. The dogs are sprawled in the snow, panting, seemingly oblivious to the fact that there is a giant white bear less than 100 yards in front of them. I look at Matthias. I look at the dogs. "Aren't you going to turn them loose?" I ask. "They're too tired," he says. I look back at the dogs. In his defense, they did look tired. "You shoot from here," he says. I look back at the bear. He's staring at us from between 80 and 85 yards. "Too far," I reply. He holds out the backup rifle. "You shoot with rifle from here," he says. "My ass, I shoot with rifle. You stay here," I tell him. I charge towards the bear at this point, stopping after a few feet. I turn back and look at the sled. "Do not shoot," I say. "No matter what, you do not shoot." I turn back to the bear. He's laying broadside and eating snow at this point. I charge forward again, knocking an arrow. Bruceite, I'd love to say I thought about my girlfriend at home, my parents, my friends and loved ones, but I didn't. In case you haven't figured this out by now, rationalization is not my strong point. I put a 3-foot-tall, 1-foot-wide pillar of ice, the only cover I saw, between us and moved in, fast. I get to this piece of ice and drop to my knees. I bring up my range-finding binoculars, 42 yards. He is perfectly broadside, laying flat on his belly, eating snow. His near side leg is back, effectively narrowing my aiming zone, but that won't deter me. "Do not hit that damn leg," my brain screams. I pick a piece of snow that appears to be 8 or 9 yards in front of me. I'm focused on getting there, on getting to that spot. I attach release to string. I'm up again, one eye on that spot and the other on the bear. As I move to it, his big head swivels around, ears rotating forward, then laying back. His black eyes burn holes into me. I set my feet. I wait. He turns to face the ocean. I'm at full draw, and the arrow is gone. He resumes his snow eating, unaware that my arrow has pierced his heart. I knock a second arrow, and it too is gone, this one impacting 8 inches above the first and penetrating both lungs. He feels this one. He jumps to his feet and turns to face me squarely. I am tiny beneath that gaze. Listeners, discard any delusions of control, of machismo, of any type of dominion over this great beast. In a flash, 2 leaps, he could be on me, crushing my head between his jaws that have crushed 1,000 seals. But he doesn't. Instead, the great beast turns to face the slow edge. The ocean, his frozen hunting ground. In seconds, he collapses. Dead. I'll return tomorrow, Bruceite, with another update. Specifically, I'm going to look through the thread tonight and try to answer a few of your questions. That's all for now.